The following program contains swearing right from the fucking start.
Hello and welcome back to We Don't Do Stuff. I'm Sunny Dapp.
And I'm Jazz, and this is our podcast about stuff we don't do, but we will eventually.
So Jazz, what have we missed in Birmingham this week?
As per usual, I got three things lined up, but they get slowly better and better each time.
Hit me with the first one.
So the first one was in Moseley again.
Okay.
So this was on Wednesday, and they do like a thing called a cocktails and karaoke.
That sounds good, man. Where's that?
So that's at Bohemia.
All right. Bohemian. Okay, yeah.
So basically, everyone who comes along to Bohemian in Moseley for the evening, if you sing along in the karaoke,
yeah,
every singer gets a free shot.
Amazing, man.
So that's pretty cool. And obviously, they must have like a promotion on the cocktails.
Yeah.
So that sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's a regular night.
Okay.
Sounds like that kind of thing.
I think we need to go. Is it on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I'm rehearsing on a Wednesday. But I could try a Wednesday. We could try a Wednesday. We're not rehearsing.
Exactly, yeah.
What are you going to sing? What's going to be your karaoke theme tune?
Do you know, I don't actually know many songs.
Well, you can just sing a Punjabi song, and you don't need to be English.
I don't actually know the words to loads of songs. That's really bad.
Okay, cool. What's the other thing we missed?
Okay, so the other thing we missed. So I'm trying to see which one's better than... They've got two things going on. We're trying to see which one's the better one. Let's go with Rod Gilbert.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
Why does that sound familiar?
So he's basically that Welsh comedian. And he comes on like...
The Apprentice?
No. He's on 8 out of 10 Cats and... You know, like...
Let me see a picture of him. Yeah, so he does this... Yeah, Rod Gilbert, he does the Apprentice, You're Fired.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does,
So, okay.
I thought, for a second then, I was thinking, are you fucking stupid?
All right.
The geezer comes on The Apprentice, but now I realise
yeah,
that
he comes on. So
he comes on The Apprentice, You're Fired.
Yeah, that used to do with, okay.
Yeah, so you could have seen him at a show.
I think I do like him in 8 out of 10 Cats, but I don't know, man, like, I ain't seen any of his work, so I'm not really...
Yeah, I think his comedy might be good.
Yeah, but I do like him on The Apprentice, You're Fired. But...
Yeah, so he was basically at... the Symphony Hall.
Okay.
On Broad Street on Thursday.
Cool.
So we missed that.
And the last thing.
And the last thing was Crofts 2019.
The dog show.
Yeah. So it's the biggest and best dog show in the world. And it's back at the NEC.
It is, man. And that was
from the 7th to the 10th of March.
Yeah.
Where there's over 22,000 dogs.
Wow.
And I think, have you ever been to anything like that? Would you even go?
To be honest with you, I'm not really... I mean, obviously, we had pets and all that, but I wouldn't even want to pay to go to Crofts, man. How much is a ticket? A £25 ticket?
I have no idea, but to be honest with you, I don't think I would go.
Yeah. It's just going to smell like wet dog, innit?
Yeah. It sounds like one of those things.
I'm not a fan of that, man.
I don't think any of that sounds appealing at all, but I mean, that was that like...
But the karaoke thing sounded good.
Yeah.
I'm gutted I missed that. The other two things, I can live with that.
Yeah.
Innit?
But most of these people with the dogs and stuff...
Mm.
They spend a lot of money on their pets, innit?
Yeah.
So they do like the whole...
Well, they do get the whole pet side of it, the pet grooming stuff.
Yeah.
They get treats and... Yeah, it's like, if you can think of a pet business, man, you'll make loads of money, man.
Hmm.
Like, I've been... I want to mention loads, man. We're watching Shark Tank. I won't mention it. But every other business that comes in and says, "I'll be doing for pets."
Yeah.
The entrepreneurs on it because they know that when it comes to either pets or children, people are spending on them like crazy.
Yeah, they just buy products.
Everything and anything because obviously they're part of the family, innit?
Yeah.
Part of the family. That's another reason why I wouldn't get a pet is because now it's like it wouldn't fit my lifestyle, man. Like now I'd feel like it'd be it's a life and take care of it responsibly and look after it. Then you want to look after it.
But what if, like, they had the ability to clone dogs or pets?
Yeah, I think they're doing it.
So your pet would just come back to
so every
life
time it
at that same
age. That is scary, man.
So it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Is this Remember, Pet Cemetery?
No, but that's something else, man. That's coming out in a film, innit? But I'll tell you what's interesting, though. The whole idea of remember the Sony robot dogs?
Yeah.
They were a massive fad, innit? And what happened to them now?
I don't know, but there's like quite a few like electronic pets that you can buy.
Yeah.
And there's this seal or something. I need to Google this, but there's this seal or something and it helps with loneliness.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I remember that because I only know about this because they done a thingy of it in The Simpsons. They done a parody of it in The Simpsons. And it does, so they basically, in The Simpsons, they gave it to loads of the elderly and they were loving it. They were loving the fact that So it's like a robot seal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a, yeah, it does, yeah. But that's another thing, is that like, it's a massive thing in the world, man, that's occurring in even more cities. The whole idea of loneliness, it's nuts, isn't it? But what's been...
Should we move on to the next bit? So social media, what's trending? So I think the social media this week has been on fire. Or maybe it's just because I've been picking up good stuff.
Loads of things, yeah. Okay, what's trending?
So make sure you don't see my notes.
Yeah.
So I think the first one I want to start with, it was International Women's Day.
Yeah, yeah, that was good. I saw that.
Subtitle, when is it International Men's Day?
Oh man, those idiots, man.
So those of you who don't know, International Women's Day. Firstly, if you was on social media and you missed International Women's Day,
yeah,
what the hell?
But even like in real life, they were doing loads of promotion about it and everyone was talking about it.
So basically, it's a occasion to mark the achievements of women. And it's basically commemorated by the United Nations as well.
Yeah.
And it's basically like just showing the participation of women in business and
everyday life.
And empowering other women to achieve more. So that's a good cause. I think that's like quite like a good reason to have International Women's Day and all the rest of it.
Absolutely, yeah.
But every year, some fragile men always come out with, oh, but when is it International Men's Day? Why is there no International Men's Day?
Yeah, yeah.
And the funny thing is, there is an International Men's Day.
That's November 19th, something like that?
Yeah,
or?
I was literally about to Google it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is in November, I remember. But that just made me laugh because I was searching.
What those men don't understand is that the problem is that every day is International Men's Day. And obviously this International Women's Day came out of a need because there wasn't a day, or the... generally there's not enough recognition given to women, and then that's why there's a like, let's have a day. And then the other thing as well is a lot of people are saying that, oh, these companies every other day, then are they aware of celebrating the achievements of the female employees and all that, or are they just doing it for the one day, you know what I mean? So it's another thing as well, like, you can't obviously you do it for the one day, but then 365 days a year you still have to have that homage or that respect to your staff. What else did we miss? What else was trending on social media? Sorry.
I was trying to find a tweet that somebody else said, which I thought was quite interesting.
Yeah.
But knowing I'm not going to be able to find it.
Yeah.
But it was basically... what is, I'll find it at some point, but I'll tell you what it is. Cool. Okay, so the other thing that was trending, which... there's a few things that were trending that were quite like fads or things that were people doing. So like everyday people. So there's this one about throwing vans.
Okay.
Did you see that one?
So van shoes or actual full vans?
Somebody threw an actual van. I think I'd be surprised. It's the van shoes.
So why are people throwing them?
So basically people are throwing them and saying that no matter how you throw vans shoes, that they always land straight.
Oh, okay.
So they wouldn't strand upside down.
So they land sole facing down the floor. But it's like the thing with that, like a buttered piece of bread.
Yeah.
And cats.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what was happening?
So basically people are throwing their vans... Yeah. And they were all landing flat.
You got
so
some like, vans?
I have, but...
Did you test it?
I didn't test it.
Oh, man.
Because everyone else is doing it, so I was thinking it's going to work anyway.
Yeah, but that could
so
be...
So that was a bit of a fad, but I mean, that was quite interesting, isn't it?
I was going to say, I put my tinfoil hat on. That could be like... Those people could have CGI'd those videos to make the vans land like that.
Well, they could have just carried on doing it until they landed.
Yeah, that's true as well, isn't it? Okay.
50-50 chance, isn't it?
It is, man. And I don't think it's always going to land like that because you could throw it. You could throw it the wrong way, sole facing upwards on the floor, and if you know, it ain't gonna like a magnet flip over and land on the floor.
No, some people's were.
That is scary.
No, they were throwing it, and I think it was the momentum would make him land straight.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's sticking on the theme of throwing things. Yeah. You must have saw the ones where people are throwing cheese on the baby's faces.
Why would people do that? That's horrible.
That is horrible. But what people were doing was like they were just. When the baby's just sitting there, they'll just throw like a cheese slice on
that's
the baby's
horrible,
face.
Man. I never do that to animal nephew.
So that was
that's horrible.
It was funny, but I agree with you, man. Like, why would you torment your kid like that?
Yeah, it's just. I mean, like, obviously, for example, you know, once I was watching videos where like they're showing babies and they're showing the first time they're having lemon.
Yeah.
But that's another thing, because I like you give them a little bit of the lemon, or you know, but these families who are the worst. Giving the kids like a massive slicer, an unnatural slice of lemon.
Yeah.
No one would ever have that. You know what I mean? It's like a normal food.
Yeah.
And the kids were eating it, and then obviously they're like crying because it's like too much.
Too bitter.
Exactly, isn't it? That's dumb, man.
People. Okay, so the other things that were trending was to do with Donald Trump.
Okay.
Okay, so there was there's always something trending about.
Yeah, he's just yeah.
The comedy writes itself, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so the one was that he must have had a meeting with like loads of business people, yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, I'll come back to that one. There's another one trending. How about this fake Melania conspiracy?
No, what's this?
So basically, there's times where people have said that when Melania Trump's with Donald Trump, in some of the pictures, she does not look like how she normally looks. And even her body language is totally different.
Okay.
So people are saying that it might be a body double.
Yeah.
And there's pictures of, like, you know, one of the Secret Service women.
Yeah.
Who looks like Melania Trump, and she's in the same pictures as well.
Wow.
So some people are saying that it's, they use a body double.
Okay.
Yeah. But when you see the pictures, like if you're not driving at the moment or anything, you should definitely search fake Melania and have a look at the pictures.
Oh, that's going to be another conspiracy theory. Really.
Yeah. But the one that made me laugh was that some people were saying that there's Melania B and Melania C. Yeah.
That, you know, made me laugh. For some reason, when you said Melania, I was thinking of that. What's that girl's name? The girl who was thingy the Taliban, and she got an education, and she was studying in Birmingham. What's her name?
It'll come to me.
Yeah, for some reason, when you said Melania, I'm thinking of her, but her name also begins with M. Malia.
Melalia. M A L. I L I A?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so look, that's the two pictures side by side.
That could be anyone, man.
So that's the one that's with him.
Yeah.
And that's the real one. But look at the face.
Okay, this is crazy.
It looks different, innit?
So you're saying that the first lady's got in a body double?
Yeah.
Okay.
So look, see, there's that person who's supposed to be Melania.
Yeah.
And there's her in that picture.
Yeah.
And look at the comparison of their faces.
Okay, this is weird.
Okay, so do you think it's a conspiracy?
No,
you just think she's the same person.
I just think it's the same person. I think the internet's obviously too busy. Yeah, but it's the internet, isn't it? Everyone's procrastinating from something else and just going down a rabbit hole.
That was interesting. Okay, the other thing that I thought was quite funny, the Donald Trump thing, was that he must have had this business meeting, as I was saying.
Yeah.
And he must have met up with all these business people. And he said to the guy who runs Apple at the moment.
Yeah.
So did you see this?
No, it's the first time.
Okay, let me just
find it. I no longer go on social media. This is how I'll find out about what's been trending.
Oh, right, so you don't know what's going on. So you're enjoying Twitter through this conversation.
Yeah.
As with everyone else. No one, I bet nobody goes and checks anything.
I don't care about social media anymore.
So basically, the guy who's the CEO of Apple, yeah. Tim Cook, Donald Trump, in the meeting, goes to him. Oh, thank you, Tim Apple.
What the hell?
Because he obviously thought that his last name must be Apple or something stupid like that, yeah.
Oh my God.
So it's like going to that Jeff Bezos, whatever it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jeff Amazon.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah. Oh, what an idiot,
think
man.
Of another one.
Robert Dyson.
No, isn't he?
No, his real name is Dyson. That was a joke.
Isn't he James Dyson?
I thought it was Robert Dyson. Or is that Robert Dyers? Have I confused my shop?
That's how that
was. It's James Dyson. James, but anyway, Dyson. Anyway, okay, I don't know what this is. I got his first name wrong.
Okay,
anyway.
That's like someone calling you Sonny Don't Do Stuff.
Hey.
I've been saving that joke all week.
Have you? Okay, wow.
Which will be pretty accurate.
Wow.
But you know what the geezer, the Apple CEO Tim Cook did?
Yeah.
He changed his Twitter name to Tim Apple. Taking the piss out of Donald Trump.
What an idiot, man. And obviously a lot of people also hear this in the actual
a White House conference.
Whoa. What a moron, man. I don't care. I mean, obviously they're gonna, if we ever apply to go over to America, they're gonna probably, the US are gonna listen through all these episodes that we don't do stuff, hear the stuff that we're saying about the prisoner, and deny our visas on it. But I don't care. Wow, what a moron.
But yeah, have you got anything? So you don't know what was trending because you haven't been on social media.
Yeah, I literally could not care about it. I log in like a few pictures, share a few things, and log back out, man. I'm so enjoying my life without being on social media. It's wicked. I just think that sometimes, like, I think, you know, I have a lot of thoughts about things that are happening, but like with everyone else, for some reason I just don't have the urge to tweet about them, or like,
yeah,
what else has been trending on social media? Was that it, or like,
that's it, man? I haven't looked at anything else.
I'll tell you what I've been doing up to, what I've been up to this week. I've been getting up early, and it's been good, man. Like, I've basically been getting up early, trying to aim to get up early, and I've been doing it as well.
Yeah.
And I'm finding it's I'm feeling the benefits of it. Like, as soon as I get up, I feel more focused because I've been up early, and, you know, I feel more relaxed. I know what I'm doing the day as well, if you know what I mean. Yeah. And I'm just,
so that's what you'd recommend. So that's something new that you've done,
something new that I've done. And it's, and it basically helps me as well, because as I'm saying, I also sorted out my nighttime routine as well.
Yeah.
And I made sure that I had all my stuff ready. So, you know, like, make sure, like, my clothes sorted out, make sure, you know, I'm getting to bed at a decent time. So that's something I definitely recommend. So something I haven't done before, and it's just been really good. And also not make sure, and also make sure that I don't have my phone on me as well.
Okay, cool.
So it's, yeah, it's been good, man. That's something I've been up to, man. What else,
what have you been up to, like, in terms of
stuff,
activities?
Activities, man. So we had our first Jumprov show of the year, and we had that at Serve in Birmingham. So Serve is basically, actually, let me rewind this. So Jumprov is the UK's first ethnically diverse improv theatre company, founded by myself. And we had our first show at Serve Birmingham. And Serve Birmingham is a ping pong.
Yeah.
It's a ping pong table tennis bar.
Yeah.
And the whole club or the bar is set up where you got loads of different ping pong tables, and you can go there and play beer pong, regular ping pong. It's in town, Birmingham City Centre.
Yeah.
And you know, really, really, like, buzzing, funky, quirky venue. And it was just amazing. If you know, like, we were doing a show there, and, you know, it was just a great experience. Like, the show we were doing was basically improv comedy, unrehearsed, unscripted, 100% made up on the spot. And it was a really successful night, man. Like, enjoyed it. My crew was on fire. We had, you know, we changed the format a bit as well, man. We had, like, two stand-up acts warm up for us. That was good. Audience were loving it as well. And generally, all night, man, an all-night feel, all good feel all throughout the night. And we also had a ping pong table at the end. We're playing beer pong. And that was a nice way to finish it off. You know, everyone felt,
yeah,
you know, a nice after party, man. So that was good. What did you think of it, man? How did you find
it? Yes, so obviously I went as well. But I agree with you, man. Like, I think the whole, not just your show, like the stand-up acts, the show, the bar, and just the whole night.
Yeah,
was a good, like, social event. Absolutely, wasn't it?
And it was a nice way to break. Everyone kept saying, as I said, you know, it's great. It's on a Wednesday. It's a nice way to break up the week.
Yeah,
and I think it was really nice, man, because, like, you know, I've been starting to do some different things recently, and it was nice just to have something to look forward to. And even though, like, we were doing the show, performing the show, it was still nice. And this one, I took something different as well. Basically, I just hosted the whole event as well.
Yeah,
normally I just host our bit, but this time, like, I just host the whole thing from start to finish.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. And plus, at the end, we were playing beer pong, and I was getting quite good at the game, you know.
Yeah, so it was good fun, because I remember last time that we were playing stuff like this when we were in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something that, like, obviously, in our terms of our show, obviously, I'm biased, and so of course we recommend it, of course we go again. But in terms of that venue as well, like, I'm more, because when I first went there, I was a bit skeptical in terms of the venue, like, thinking, oh, is this any good? But if you got something to do, and you got, like, you want to go on a date or something, or a first date, it's something different, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's something different. You get a whole group of friends around.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend going to
Serbon. Yeah.
Just check it out.
Just check it out, yeah.
And
decent location as well.
Yeah, the location was decent. But the other thing that I liked was that, well, you could argue with this, a good or a bad thing. Like, you know, like, you didn't have any phone reception, so you didn't have your phone distracting you constantly.
Yeah, that was good as well, man.
Yeah.
And I see what you mean. And for me as well, like, I didn't really, the only, obviously, I did need it because we needed to get to the internet to get some tunes, but I had that already saved in my Dropbox anyway. So that for me, that worked out fine in the end anyway. But I think you're right. That was working, man.
It's a good disconnect, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I'll say, what have you been up to? But I'm saying that, shall we switch that around? So should we talk about that first and then do that last?
No, I might as well talk about the thing, because we always do movie last, innit?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, so that was good. What, so you would, so you'd recommend it to your show?
Yeah.
And you'd recommend Serve Bar?
Yeah.
And you'd go again?
Of course, man. And okay. Hopefully, you know, we're trying to do something.
I think your show, I'd give it 4 out of 5.
And it's cool, man. It's cool.
4
That's
stars
still good,
out of 5.
Man. That's still good.
And I think the 1 star you don't get, because it probably could have been a bit longer, but that's people's preference, isn't it?
Yeah. Another thing as well is, like, we also, Oli, and I say Oli, we basically, I said to the team, look, you know what? We know what we're doing. We don't need to spend ages rehearsing it, man, or ages practicing what we're going to do. Just, I'm controlling it. I'll call you guys on. You guys smash it. I take you off. You know what I mean? We don't need to have it so slick, because it is improv in that sense. It doesn't have to be perfect in the sense of, you know, we can break the fourth wall. We can call people on. We can say people, no, you're not in the game. Piss off. You know, we can, that's the beauty of it. You know what I mean? So, that's what I liked about it as well, that we weren't precious about it.
Cool.
But what have you been up to?
So basically, I did something new, finally.
Finally, man, it's been a while.
Yeah, so sticking to the format of the show.
Yeah, the original format.
I actually went and did something.
So what did you do?
I don't normally do.
What did you do?
So I went to watch a football match.
No way.
For the first time ever, live. And it sounds weird, but I've never actually been. Or so I was saying.
Yeah.
So I put it up on Facebook that I haven't been, and I've been telling people I haven't been.
But I remember ages ago, though. You went to watch, you went to play, you know, you went to see West Bromwich Albion versus India.
Oh, shit, then that means I've been twice already.
Yeah,
this is the third time I've been.
Okay, but this is a different, this is a whole different experience. So tell us about it.
No, but you know what, I've also been to watch Barcelona play.
Okay.
When I was in Barcelona.
When you were in Barcelona.
But so this is the third time I've been watching.
Right, so
okay, this is the first time I've been to watch an English team.
Yeah.
In England.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? That's the second time as well. Because we went to watch West Brom.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, do you know what?
Let's start again. What have you been up to?
So I went to watch Leicester City play for the first time ever.
Wicked.
All right, so.
Yeah.
One of my work colleague friends basically phoned me up out of the blue, and he was like, do you want to go and watch a match on Saturday? Yeah, yeah. And I was like, initially I was like, nah, I don't really like football. Can't be that bothered. But then I thought, hold on, this might be something decent to chat about on the podcast.
Fair enough, yeah.
And then he goes that basically we've got like a hospitality suite booked as well.
Oh, no way,
so
man.
I thought,
oh,
I'm definitely going if you got...
Yeah, yeah, you got a suite booked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically you end up... So I think we were in Power King Stadium.
Yeah.
But you know, the stadium and everything was in the news at the end of last year.
Oh, yeah, because of the helicopter crash.
The helicopter crash,
which is sad, yeah.
Yeah, so the owner actually died, but, like, like moving forward, like, you know, we were in the Legends Lounge.
Yeah.
Legends Lounge. And it's wicked, you know, like, if you ever get a chance to have that experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So basically, you go in and you get, like, food and drinks. And I think I think the guy was paying for it, my friend.
Yeah.
But he was, like,
unless you just
food, drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have like a 3-course meal, and you know, and then like after the meal, the bit where we were sat, it was literally like less than a minute walk onto
the box.
What's it called?
Is there a box? Or I don't know.
No, no. So we're still in the stadium bit.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Literally, I have no idea what it's called, but you know, like you just go on there. Is it called the stands?
Or the suite?
Bleachers or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but anyway, so the seats are like in the normal stadium. But we had like a decent view, you know, so like literally in the middle of the pitch. And like we could see the thing, what was going on.
Yeah.
But honestly, man, the whole atmosphere and the weather was good as well. You could see the players. And like, you know, I thought, what am I going to do for like an hour and a half? I'm really bored. Yeah. But honestly, man, the time went so quick.
Did you pick a side you were supporting?
Well, obviously, I support Leicester.
Yeah.
But the thing was, I think like 90% of the stadium was Leicester. And they only had like 10%
of
the
away team. Who were they playing as well?
They're playing Fulham.
Okay.
And then in the end, Leicester did win 3-1.
No, that must have been electric, man. Like winning, it was
awesome, yeah.
And like...
Obviously. Yeah, so basically, when the hotel that we stayed at, the Leicester team also stayed at.
No way.
So when we were on our way to the stadium...
So where did you stay, in a Premier Inn or something? Or
no, it was Marriott.
No way.
Leicester. So basically, we were there, and I saw a couple of the players walking around, but to me, they just looked like generic footballers.
Okay.
But
well, the fact that you could spot them and they looked like footballers meant that these are...
No, because they had that athletic look about them.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, so during like halfway, when it was halftime...
Yeah.
We ended up having like those chicken bolty pies.
Okay, so they had like little snacks, made chicken butty pies. Okay.
And then at the end of the match, they were serving like cheese crackers with grapes and chutney this kind of stuff. After at the end of it, like loads of beers and stuff. And then like I just think the whole experience was amazing, man, to be honest.
Yeah. That sounds wicked, like, man.
And to be honest with you, I didn't spend any money.
That's wicked.
The other guy just paid for everything. I was like, sorted.
Yeah. That is sick, man.
Yeah,
that's what it's about, man, isn't it?
But yeah, like, I had a good time. But we also went to like a couple of bars and things afterwards in Leicester. Yeah. The bars were decent, but we went to like a buffet place. But I wasn't rating the buffet.
Buffets are hit and miss, man. And you know what? To be honest with you, I'd rather just pay for my... Rather than going to a buffet and thinking, I need to get my money's worth. Yeah. I'd rather not.
I didn't bother with getting my
money's worth. I'd rather just pay the buffet and say, look, I don't want the buffet.
Yeah.
Just so I can order some normal food, man. Yeah. I think before I used to be like, oh yeah, buffets, but
gotta get my money's worth.
Yeah, but now it's like, you know what? I'd rather just pay a set fee. I know the food's gonna be a bit quality. You know what I mean? I just think buffets are too salty. They're too much fat in there.
Yeah.
The food's not flavorful. I mean, like, Jimmy Spices, man. Like, I am not a fan of that, man.
Yeah.
Like, one of the best ones is meant to be Solihull, yeah? That was like the one that everyone says, oh, you don't like the Birmingham one, go to the Solihull one. Close it down. So obviously that wasn't doing that well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's horrible, man.
Yeah, I think buffets are a bit dead.
Seriously.
But anyway, so I would definitely go to, if you haven't been to watch a football match before, a live one, you should definitely go. That's worth
it sounds wicked, man.
Leicester, the football ground is pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's quite quality. And at the end of the match, the man of the match came into that room where we were sat.
Yeah.
Gave away a few prizes.
What kind of prizes? Like, what was he doing? Just like...
So they kind of just gave like prizes to the kids that were there.
Oh, that's sweet, man.
People's birthdays. And you had to like fill out a form which you answer some questions. And if you got all the questions right, you won
some quiz.
Well, like a quiz,
That's wicked.
So that was pretty cool.
That is cool, man.
But yeah, it's a good experience overall. But I would definitely recommend it. And I think I would definitely go again.
That's
if Tiki's invites me again. I wouldn't pay to go again.
Yeah. But then like... That must have been wicked, man, because like obviously we've never, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but we've never had interest in football. You know what I mean? But actually going to an event and feeling like...
Yeah. I think in the second half of the game, man, I was definitely getting into it.
Yeah. That must have been awesome,
man. It was awesome, man.
And hearing, like, a live crowd as well, like, react and erupt with, like, the goals being scored and all that. It must have been mental because...
Yeah.
That we've always watched it on TV, mainly the World Cup and all that.
Yeah.
But
you can't get the same atmosphere. You can't replicate that
atmosphere.
And you
can see why, obviously, people want to go to the matches if people can afford to as well. But, wow, that sounds wicked, man. Would you want to try any other sporting events or, like, see anything else? Or...
I personally find that these kind of things too... I find the people too aggressive. Like, even the football matches, like, the reasons I don't like going to them is because there's too much, like, you always hear, like, this crap about, like, fights breaking out and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And us being Asian, we are hot target, man, for
I mean, racist footballers. I was watching this.
Hold on, before you say that, there was this one geezer who was being a bit like that to me.
What the hell, man?
So he was there, like, when I was, when we were walking out, he was there, like, going, hey, yeah, you're right, mate.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know what, man? You could literally chat to any of your people, like, you obviously with your friends.
Yeah.
But you're just making a point to pick me out because I'm Asian.
What a prick, man.
What a prick, innit? So this is what I mean. Like, this was even in with people who are like paying extra for the hospitality.
Yeah.
And this geezer's still
being a racist.
Well, we don't know if he's being racist, but he's definitely trying to talk to me or engage with me more.
Yeah.
Because geezer, I didn't even know, like, I only caught him like from the back of my from the corner of my eye.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, I haven't made any eye contact with him. I haven't spoken to him.
Yeah.
I'm, like, literally walking back to my table.
Yeah.
And the guy just had to say something.
Yeah. That's messed up.
Anyway, this is why I don't like it, because I think all the football fans are like that.
Yeah. So this is it, like, so there was this video of this guy, and I think it was one of the London teams were playing. I don't know if it was Arsenal or whatever, man. And this football fan is there, like, saying, like, he's there chatting, and he said, and he's chatting like some Arsenal TV or something, like, or YouTube channel, whatever, man. And it's this black football fan, and he's talking, and he's saying that he used to like going to the games, but the fans are being too racist. And it's like, that's horrible, isn't it? Because all these people come together and they'd be like, yeah, we're a team. Yeah, some of the fans, or like, they just can't see past that.
Yeah.
And it's sickening, man. It's sickening that they cannot see past their own narrow-minded racism.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just horrible, man. But that's horrible that you...
It didn't affect me, really, because we're used to that stuff, man. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not out of the ordinary. Bounce off,
like, Teflon in it. Yeah. Normally, you get, like, you just build it, which is horrible, though, man.
Yeah.
But would you... Obviously, you'd recommend it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely recommend it. Definitely go again.
I'm thinking, like, how much would it cost for that same experience, man?
I don't know, man. I think... I don't know how much a season ticket costs or whatever, but...
Yeah.
I think it must have been a couple hundred quid.
Whoa.
Easily. Whoa. But I was going to say, like... The grounds and everything was wicked.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like the actual whole, the King Power Stadium is pretty impressive.
Nah, it sounds wicked. Quite awesome. Sounds wicked, man.
Cool. Shall we move on to the next thing that we did?
Yeah. So the other thing what we went to do was went to watch. It's also like they released it at a very strategic time as well. International Women's Day.
Yeah.
March 8th, and then this comes out as well. So,
so they released Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. So Captain Marvel is the 21st film in the Marvel MCU universe, and it's also it took 21 films for Marvel to release a female-led superhero movie.
Yeah.
Or yeah. So that's something amazing as well. That the fact that it took them that long.
Yeah.
To do it. And.
But the thing was that, like, you said that it was a female-led. Like, even, like, when I was watching it, I wasn't thinking it's a female superhero. To me, it was just a superhero, or it's just a person.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that just took a while to do, didn't it?
Yeah.
That took a while to do. So this is, so this is different as well, because this is a movie that's actually set in 1995.
Yeah.
And Captain Marvel is about this, just... this person called Carol Danvers, who's trying to figure out her past, find out who she is, and in between of this there's a war going on between the two warring factions. So it's her group known as the Kree, and they're fighting the Skrulls, who are these shape-shifting alien invaders. And I thought like, initial thoughts on this film, I loved it. Like, I've seen it twice this weekend. I watched it on Saturday, watched it on Sunday. And both times, man, like, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
How about yourself? What did you think of it? Initial thoughts?
I thought it was good. There was nothing that I disliked about it.
Yeah.
But I think, like, I've been avoiding all the spoilers and things.
Yeah.
And I think I only watched one trailer.
Yeah.
But there was some bits in the film, in the trailer, that I'd watched.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to avoid spoilers, but, you know, you do sometimes end up seeing, like, a meme or two here and
there.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, it was. But otherwise, I thought, like, the film was good, and I thought it was quite solid. But I mean, how long was the film? Because it felt quite short to me.
I'm not sure how long it was, but to me, I liked it because it just moved on. You know, it was well paced. It was just moving on through the things. I really liked Brie Larson as Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
I liked. I felt that her and
Samuel L. Jackson
had really good chemistry on screen as well. And I also felt like the special effects used on Samuel L. Jackson. But Samuel Jackson looks young anyway, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't imagine how much de-aging they would have done on him.
Yeah.
To be like, you know, you could just... The guy looks young, man. His guy's, I don't know how old he is, about 60 plus something. Mm. You know, like, he looks young.
Yeah.
Good shape, you know what I mean? But yeah, I just thought the whole film was good, man. I like the bad guys were good as well. And for me, this was the first Marvel film as well, because, like, it was kind of like... It was... There's that scene with that Marie Rambo woman and her and Captain Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel, and that was very, very, like, it was deep, man. Like, they felt like they had a really good, like, you could feel that they had a history and a connection and they were friends. And that was for the first time I ever had that feeling in a Marvel film. Like, thinking, my, this is like, it had some depth and gravitas to it. You know what I mean? Other than that, in a Marvel film, you don't normally get that, even though in, like, you know what I mean? Like, something's revealed, like a plot twist or something like that. But this was the first time that I felt that, man. So this was good.
Yeah, I thought the film was good overall. And like you're saying, like, I thought Brie Larson was good playing as Captain Marvel. And I think it was pretty good. Like, I would definitely recommend it. I'd definitely watch it again.
I mean, obviously, we don't want to talk more about it because we don't want to, like, spoil it. But definitely stay till the mid-credits.
Yeah.
And there's something good there in it. But I think even that bit, I think that's a spoiler. Yeah. I've kind of felt that they should have cut it off
a few seconds in.
Yeah, a few seconds earlier, because it just would have been boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Cut it off. Hmm. And then when you go to watch the film, Avengers Endgame, you got more there's more surprising than it.
Yeah.
But we don't know what that's going to be about, because they're saying that could that sequence that we see in Captain Marvel be a part of the final film anyway?
Yeah.
That might just be something they put in.
Just
it
put could
change
in
it, yeah. Mm. And then at the very end, I don't think it's worth waiting for.
Yeah.
But then obviously, yeah.
It's up to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't want to wait for it, because when you told me what it was, it's like, nah.
Yeah. And it's that thing is when you wait all that time. Yeah. And then it's just that. It's like at the end of Spider-Man Homecoming, where everyone waited all the way till the end. And it's just Captain America coming on and giving a PSA about patience and why it's worth it. But
yeah.
Nah. Other than that.
Latest to that. But yeah, like, obviously we don't want to talk about it too much because it's going to spoil it, but I would definitely recommend it. I'd definitely watch it again.
Same, yeah. I'd like.
How many stars did you give it?
I think about, 4 stars, man. I think for me, I liked it.
Yeah, I think 4 as well.
And you know, it set up a lot. It answered a lot of things that, you know, some people, like, I heard some of the reviews saying, oh, we didn't need answering, but I thought it was a nice homage to a few things. I don't know, obviously, ruin it what it was.
Yeah.
At the end, but you know, it gave a nice, it kind of comes full circle and it kind of all makes sense. And a lot of people are saying, oh, now we know from this movie where the rest of the MCU is going to go. But you don't really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it can change from a film to film basis. Mm. You know what I mean? They could, yeah. But I thought it was good, man. And I think it's about, I'm excited for Avengers Endgame. I don't even know how many days left till Endgame, but.
I thought you had it in your calendar thing.
I did have it in my calendar, but my calendar thing's also on my phone as well.
Okay. Cool. So it's gonna be quite a short episode. So what we got planned next week?
So next week, so far we got
we're going to Soho Tavern.
Yeah, Soho Tavern. So that's Indian
grill. Yeah, like a barbecue grill and
barbecue grill
beer
and
place. Yeah,
beer, yeah.
So that should be good. Emails or tweets?
Nothing.
Outro. So you can check us out on social media. We don't do stuff. Or you can email us at wedontdostuff@gmail.com.
Yeah, I've been Sunny Dapp.
Tina McConnell, that means no problem.
And
so thanks for listening.
And I'm independent as well.
Oh,
but thanks for listening. Bye. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.